Hello.
Yes, my name is Bridget, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this call back?
This is she.
And how may I assist you?
Yes, I try to apply or log in my unemployment online, or try to set it up online, and it's not allowing me to. And I was trying to figure out why not.
Probably because you have some wrong information. What's your social security number?
It's 423-175007.
And what's your name?
Shakita Thomas Green.
Okay, it's just Shakita Thomas here. What's your mother's maiden name?
Harris.
You got Thomas here.
That's what somebody ever feel that wrong.
Let's see here. Okay, Harris is what she was born with?
Yes, that is her maiden name.
Okay. That's probably what stopped you. And what's your date of birth? 3/10/79. Okay. And you don't know how it got like this?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay, what is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
You understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes, I am.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked in the federal government for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment allowance certification?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Has your name changed since you last filed?
No, ma'am. But it's supposed to be Shakita Thomas Green. That's on my identification. If you have to go by my identification on my state ID, it's Shakita Thomas Green.
Okay, but in here is Thomas, doesn't have the green. Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
Okay.
My name is Shakita Thomas hyphen Green.
Okay, so the last time you filed was 21. Has it turned to green since then?
No, it should be always green. That's what's on my identification. I go by what's on my identification.
Okay, ma'am.
Yes.
When was it changed? Was it changed since 2021?
Just keep it at time.
Okay.
All right. We'll keep it at time.
Have you worked under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And what's your phone number?
334-787-2334.
And what's your date of birth?
March 10th, 1979.
And we're going to say your mother's maiden name is Thomas for right now until they can change it. Do you have a driver's license?
No, I have a state ID.
Okay, and what's the number?
What's the what now?
The number on your state ID.
Okay, it's I
01-89-336. Okay. And
what's
your race?
Ma'am? Yes.
Non-Hispanic?
I'm non-Hispanic.
Okay. What is the highest grade you completed in school?
Well.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
Yeah, ma'am.
Oh, you do?
Yes, ma'am.
You're disabled.
Yes, I consider myself disabled.
Okay.
I do have congestive heart failure, and I'm in the process of receiving my Social Security.
Okay, and what's your address?
The address is 1206 Tatum Avenue.
And what's the city?
That's in Opelika, Alabama. 36801.
Okay. Is this your mailing address also?
Yes.
Okay. And what was your occupation at your last job?
I was a food preparer.
Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Yes, I put an application.
Okay, do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, I put an application online.
Okay, are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, the building is, he sold it, so he laid off. He got people laid off. It closed with.
Okay, are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes. No, I can't full-time, no. I'm in the process of getting disability.
Okay, but you have to be able to work to draw unemployment.
Yes, that, for part-time. I put an application in for part-time work.
Okay, well, this says full-time. So, let's see. So, what's your excuse for not doing full-time?
I got congestive heart failure, and I'm not able to work full-time.
Okay, in order to be eligible for unemployment, you must be available and willing to immediately accept full-time work. If you are available to accept full-time work, answer yes. If you're not available to accept full-time work, select no. Okay.
No. Okay.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes. No.
You want to change your answer to no?
Change it to no.
Okay. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Was that 10, I guess?
Okay, what's the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$10.50.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, it's just a regular business.
Are you a corporate officer?
No.
Okay. Do you own a business?
No.
Do you work for yourself?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, I don't have that.
Have you applied for, are you receiving workman's comp due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with the employer that is not military or federal government any time between 4/1/23 and 3/31/24?
No.
Okay. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or a prepaid benefit card. The prepaid benefit card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
I take the card that you send.
Okay. And who was your last employer?
Weston Sizzling.
Okay. And what's their phone number?
It was 334.
I can't hear you.
334-749-2950.
And what city did you work in?
Opelika, Alabama.
Okay. And when did you start working for them?
I started back in September of last year.
You don't remember the date?
No, ma'am. I'm going to say the 28th or the 28th or 27th.
And when was your last day?
May 28th.
Of this year?
Yes, ma'am.
And why are you no longer working?
The place has closed.
Okay. Okay, everything you've told me is true and correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, it's necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. Based on your background, in what city is 3003 Leno Street? In Florence, Grant, Huntsville, Moody, or I've never been associated?
Never been associated.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 2706 Jarvis Street Southwest, 472 Pleasant Hill Road, 6899 Viewpoint Road, 815 Crawford Road, or I've never been associated.
815 Crawford Road.
Which of the following organizations, the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Deerfield Association, One Price Dry Clean, Quesnos, Victory Land, or none of the above?
Victory Land.
You hereby filed an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. Agree?
Yes.
You certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Okay. You understand that this is your responsibility to read and familiarize with yourself with the contents of the claimant benefit handbook, benefit rights, and responsibilities.
Yes.
Okay, I'm about to read to you the closing statements. After that, I will give you information on maintaining your claim. The following.
I need to write this down?
Not really, not until I get through.
Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you may begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. You are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Career Centers or log into alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. The process you just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification online or in the claimant portal. Well, online in the claimant portal or by telephone. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday at 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Fridays. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday at 5 p.m., whether filing online or by telephone. You will need to remember your PIN. Beginning January the 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later began hiring. Failure to make and list 3 work search contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. Now you need to get something to write on.
Okay. Okay, you go ahead.
Okay, your PIN number is 0248.
0248.
And you have to put your updated resume on the Alabama Career Center's website. That web address is alabamaworks.com.
Hello.
alabamaworks.alabama.gov. And do you want to do your weekly certification by phone or online?
I got certified by phone.
Okay. The number is 1-800.
Mm-hmm.
752-73-89.
Okay.
And you start this coming up Sunday. And you have to have 3 potential employers contacts that you've reached out to about a job. And you must include that in your weekly certification.
Okay.
Okay.
And do I have to go to, and then I have to go to the Alabama Career thing, the building itself?
You can do it online if you like.
Okay, what's that?
Pardon me?
What's the website?
AlabamaWorks.com.
Oh, you just gave it to me?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so you have from Sunday to 5 p.m. Friday to do that certification every week.
By 5 o'clock?
Yep, on Fridays.
Okay.
All right, so is there anything else you need from me?
So I start calling on Sunday. And then I call again on Friday?
No. It goes from Sunday to Friday.
Okay.
So you don't necessarily have to start on Sunday. That's just the first day of you mm-hmm. being able to call in.
But I got called between Friday.
It goes from Sunday to Friday. Yes,
so I got called by Friday by 5:45. If I don't get it, it's not a report for that week.
Yes.
Okay, I got you. It's been so long, I ain't never did it. So.
Yeah. So you good?
I pray God I am.
Okay.
I wrote everything you told me to write down.
Okay. Well, you'll be okay. Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line, and you have a wonderful day.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.